As an entrepreneur, we're always wanting to know where in the journey am I right now? What's my next level? Well, I've put together a free quiz that will tell you exactly that. It's called the Freedom Finder Quiz, and you can find it at freedomfinderquiz.com. It's free, takes less than 3 minutes to complete. I timed it. And at the end, it will tell you exactly where you are in your business freedom journey and what to focus on next to move to that next level of building a business that provides you more money and freedom. So take the quiz today at freedomfinderquiz.com.
So we're going to get a little meta today, and I'm going to share with you how I automate this podcast. Yes, this podcast that you are tuning into right now on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts, or maybe you're on YouTube joining us with the video version. I'm going to show you how I automate this. Hey, and welcome to Entrepreneurs Rising. This is the podcast for you when you are an entrepreneur and you want to rise to the next occasion. We're trying to raise all boats, lift, there'll be the rising tide that raises all ships of entrepreneurs by sharing our journeys, our experiences, and interviewing great people and just helping you move up in the levels of entrepreneurship so you can have more freedom, more money, more time, more fulfillment, and ultimately a better relationship with those around you. And I think entrepreneurship, we've talked about this before, is one of the biggest personal development programs you can ever go on. Just starting your own business is hugely transformative because all of the limitations that you have in your mind are what's going to hold you back in business. And you have to face the truth of who you are, your traumas, your challenges, if you really want to succeed. And this isn't a podcast where we try to help expose you to new ideas or maybe expose some of these traumas that you didn't realize you had. But today's episode, I'm getting a bit meta and we're going to actually talk about automation. I run a company called Automation Agency, and many people probably see me as the automation guy in general because I've gotten really good over the years of being lazy, is how some people might call it. I think of it as efficient, effective. You know, how do I do more with less? I've always had that mentality of how do I achieve more with less, even back in high school. So this podcast, let me tell you right now how it works. I come to my computer where I am right now, and I use a little tool called Ecamm on my Mac, which connects to my camera. I've got a really nice solid Rode microphone. And I click record in Ecamm. And I stare down to my camera, looking at it right now. And I speak. And I talk about the topic. Or if I'm interviewing someone on Zoom, we'll record on Zoom rather than Ecamm. But we have a conversation. And then after that conversation is over, after I've finished this recording or the interview, we click end. And the recording gets saved somewhere on my computer. I then drag that recording into a Google Drive. The moment it goes into the Google Drive, my job is done. That's it. That's my job. That's the role that I fill when it comes to this podcast. I'm the content creator. I am the person who comes up with the content, who produces the content. Or as an earlier version, if you haven't listened to the interview with Dean Jackson, I highly recommend you go back and listen to that interview with Dean Jackson. I am the cow, and this is where I'm being milked. This is my milking station. The juices are being milked out of me right now. And then the milk gets sent off to the farmers to turn it into actual milk. And that's exactly what happens. So once it goes into the Google Drive, I have a team. They take that video. They strip out the audio for the audio version and they listen to it and they make edits. They put in the intro music. They put on an outro if necessary. They check it for ums and ahs. Now, I don't know all the ins and outs of what they're doing in it. They're probably using some AI tools to save them some time to do some cleanups of the audio leveling. Back in the day, you manually had to do that. Now there's some great AI tools that you can just pump it through. But the team take care of that. They pump it through those different things and actual editors do their work. Then they put it into another AI tool, which will figure out a transcript, will summarize the key points, which will turn into the show notes, which you find over at rising.show. And then they upload it into the platform so that it's ready to be scheduled. They'll usually schedule the day that it needs to go out and they'll publish on WordPress. So they'll put the, you know, rising.show is a WordPress site. So they'll put the episode out there with the show notes. They obviously listen to it to know if there's any extra links and things that need to be in the show notes. So that's the audio version is kind of taken care of, because once it's published onto the website and into our podcasting platform, it gets pushed to all the other tools, Spotify, iTunes, etc. So that's what happens. Then they send off some work to the graphic design team and the video editing team. The graphic design team create Instagram images, video editors create video reels to go on Instagram and Facebook, TikTok. So they get these little reels and they put captions on that, and then that goes out, and then they publish that on Instagram right now. So at the time of recording, the team are only really publishing those reels automatically on Instagram. Unfortunately, there's no way to schedule reels on a personal Facebook profile. So if a reel ends up on my Facebook profile, I'm the one who had to post that. I really wish it wasn't so, but just it is the way it is. And then right now at the time of recording, we have a gap in getting onto YouTube. But if you're watching this on YouTube, that gap has been fixed. My new executive assistant who's starting, she is going to be making sure that we get that team sorted out to fix the YouTube side of things. So we'll be publishing on YouTube. And the way that'll work and where it was working up until recently is we have, again, a graphic designer would create the thumbnail. The video editors would edit the video to make it look all right and make sure it cuts out bits and put on the intros and outros for the video version. And then that upload that into YouTube, do the SEO they need to make sure the keywords and titling is right, and put that image out there. And that is how it works. Plus, if you are on my list, if you received my emails, you're part of my email community, you probably get an email that says, hey, here's the new episode, here's what happened. Here's my dirty little secret. I don't write those emails. I wrote a couple of emails as templates and formats. I also really love Dean Jackson's style, so I took some of his examples, and I threw all that into ChatGPT. And I created crafted a prompt where ChatGPT can access the internet. So it goes and it browses the rising.show page where it's got the transcript and all the things that happened in the podcast. And it uses what it learns about what happened in the podcast and the transcript to write that email in my voice and my style to tell you about, hey, you should listen to this podcast because here's what we talked about, and gives you the link. The fact that I do that means that I don't have to be the one that writes that email. I don't have to pay a really expensive copywriter to write that email and try to pretend to be me. I'm able to get my virtual assistant team, the Filipinos, where, you know, they're amazing, but sometimes their English is not quite where I want it to be. They're able to use ChatGPT to produce those emails and send it out. So, hope, you know, me opening the kimono and letting you know what happened there doesn't make you feel a bit upset. I understand if you do, but the secret is leverage. And what I want you to take from this is, how could you use leverage in your own business? What areas of your business could you automate just like I do with this podcast? So if you have your own podcast and you're doing it all yourself, time to stop that. You're the cow. You want to be milked, and the rest of production needs to happen. If you need some help with that, automationagency.com can do a lot of things. We also have other people we can refer you to. So reach out at rising.show or reach out at automationagency.com. Be happy to try and help you and point you in the right direction. So that's the secret of how I automate this podcast. Till next time, keep up the journey.
You've been listening to Entrepreneurs Rising. Thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. I appreciate your time and look forward to connecting in future episodes. If you would like show notes or any resources from today's episode, you can find them at rising.show. Rising.show. You can find show notes for this episode and all other episodes, as well as links to socials and the ability to reach out and connect with me, make your suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, keep up the journey.
This episode was brought to you by Automation Agency. If you're sick of Fiverr and Upwork and want a reliable team of experts who can turn your marketing ideas into marketing duns, then head over to automationagency.com and check out what they can do. Whether it's graphic design tasks for social media, your presentations, or tech tasks like building funnels and email automations, or content creation tasks like copywriting and video editing, Automation Agency is the one team you need to help you market your business and free up your time to focus on more important things. So go and check out automationagency.com.